Turning to the forecast, I think the best chance of showers will be in the overnight hours. Otherwise, we're much milder than earlier in the week. Low temperature tonight down to around 50. Tomorrow, showers likely, especially morning and midday hours. High temperature up to about 61. That sounds better. And looking ahead, I'm happy to say we have a storm-free weekend with lots of cool sunshine, high temperatures in the 50s daytime and 30s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Because that's what I do.
And now, the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer.
Now for another item with a topical flavor.
America's most talked about program, brought to you by the Wishy Washy Washing Machine Company of Walla Walla, Washington.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Christmas comes a little early this year, thanks to the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday afternoon, December 5th, from 1 until 3, David Earnest and his merry minions will be live in front of Anytime Fitness, 8125 Decker Lane. Santa will be there. Elvis will be there. Oh, thank you very much. Well, he's here now. So you better be there. We'll have a lot of Yuletide fun, and it's all absolutely free. Elvis, you got anything else?
Merry Christmas. Get old, mate.
Don't forget, Saturday, December 5th from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. It's an early Christmas celebration from the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. If you need more information about the event or if you need some really good financial advice, call David Earnest, 279-7431. Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Old Cripple Tree, Old Cripple Tree.
Save it for the event, Elvis.
All right, man.
My grandpa's name Andros Finnegan. At the kitchen table, I learned. I used to say, Joey, nobody's better than you, but you're no better than anybody else. Maybe it's the Scranton. I got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, worried about whether I can make next month's mortgage payment. Well, it is what it is because he was who he is. That's why it is what it is. He was who he is. You know, remember when he went on and decided he was going to convince Bob Woodward what a smart guy he was. So he went on, yeah, smart guy. I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure, isolate, and punish China. Folks, true international effort to pressure, isolate, and punish China. Donald Trump thinks health care. Well, I'm sick and tired of smart guys. I gotta admit, it's all within our power, but we're getting there, man, hang on, to send every single person qualified to community college free, and if I keep going, you're gonna freeze your fingers off. It wasn't. Donald Trump hasn't delivered on a damn thing he said he'd do.
What's the matter?
Is he all right?
He's having a stroke.
That's all, folks.
Come on, man.
super secret studio where we once released the Kraken, David Ernest presents the Health and Wealth Show. And David reminds you, the truth is out there. And there are so many who want to stop you from hearing the truth. But not David Ernest. He's got it and he's got to report it. So sit right back as David gives you the truth on our presidential election and the truth about your money here on the Health and Wealth Show.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Yes, he does, and I approve this message because there's David Ernest right there.
Here I am.
And quite, we weren't sure if you were going to make it tonight.
Oh, I'm here.
But what a great subject to bring up.
Absolutely.
The truth.
The truth.
Terry Adams is one who's always out looking for the truth.
I am. That's what I do. I'm down in deep down in the rabbit hole. Been there for 11 years now.
Well, there you go. Well, you're in a rabbit hole. You're in good company.
There you go.
You know, money down there.
They have a television show, to tell the truth.
Oh, I remember.
I remember.
You know, and, you've got three folks, you know. So I can imagine, Harris and Biden and Trump standing there, sitting there, and they say, we're the real president. Please stand up. And they don't get up because they're not the real president. Trump stands right up and says, I am President Trump, and I am the real president.
That's right.
You know, this is what really, really should happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know he's the real president. We know they're lying. They have all kinds of evidence. It's astronomical. And they say, well, it's not real. Really? You got 300, 400, 500 affidavits, maybe 1,000 by now. I don't know how many. And it's not real.
Well, I think I heard Barr say that, yeah, well, there might be some corruption, some tampering, but it's not enough to affect the election. So that little bit of crime is okay as long as it don't affect the election. No.
Well, it's in the favor of the Democrats, it's fine.
Well, there you go. What they need to do is just, you know, I think we're talking about getting down deep in it and doing this, like, forensic thing over in Georgia. And they even said a while ago that they had Stacey Abrams and her large head up there. And she said that, or they said that they were looking into her stuff because they thought that she had got out-of-state dead voters.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, here's some good news. I read this off Parler. People know what Parler is.
Yeah.
Breaking news, Wisconsin Supreme Court sends Trump fraud case to lower court. Why? This is good news for the Trump team.
Uh-huh.
So I went a little further and read. It said, you know, they sent it back. But that wasn't bad because they didn't send it back because of bad reason. The good news... from a trusted friend in the Trump circle, it says, is that the court did not rule on merit. The case was sent back to a lower court for a ruling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not bad. In other words, I'm not an attorney, but they say that's a good reason to send it back.
Right.
It has some merit.
Well, there you go.
Obviously, a lot of stuff just keeps showing up. And, it's just overwhelming here of the evidence that they have. You know, I think the reason why, and I'm, just a little guy in Montgomery, Alabama guessing here, I think the reason why they don't want this to happen, that they don't want it to be said, do you know how many of them might go to prison, Terry, if this really comes out and there were rulings that it was fraud? Can you imagine how many Democrats and liberals and
lots?
It would be unbelievable. So I think even some of the folks that might not be so liberal, maybe they're more central. Or
some of them have R's behind their name, David.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, them too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it is a deep state thing, obviously.
Oh, got breaking news here. Mail-in votes arrived late. Auburn wins Iron Bowl 726 to 42.
Yeah.
That's about the way it is.
Well, y'all know about the server raid in Germany, right?
Yes, we heard about that.
True. That mm-hmm. is absolutely
true. You know, the thing, Terry, I saw that, And I'm just very concerned why it's not being talked about. I mean, here, I've got this here.
Look at the media. The media is the most powerful weapon that the dark hats or the evil ones have.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read what I got.
Okay.
And you know, I'm not saying this is what happened. This is news that looks believable.
It happened.
Situation update: November the 27th, the DOD versus the CIA firefight in Frankfurt, Germany, as covert war against the deep state rages across the globe.
There you go,
guys. Why aren't they talking about this? Why are we put in the dark?
You know why.
We're like mushrooms.
This is all about us. This is about us. It's like Trump said at the beginning. He's there. He's the buffer between us and them because they want to kill us. This is depopulation. This is war against the American people.
You know, I see it. And, you know, I was talking to someone today about it that's in my business up in they're in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Brian, and I'm not telling you his last name, but he's an expert. And I said, Brian, why do you think Elizabeth Warren is in the bed with the rich folks that are controlling the stock market and saying that she's for the little person when, in fact, she's shifting it more toward a Ken Fisher kind of deal where the minimum investment has to be $500,000 to $1 million. How's that going to help the little person?
It's not. It's going to destroy the middle class.
How on these folks are phonies. They're liars. They're phonies. They're getting in bed with the liberals that are trying to rape this country. And look, if you don't think for one second. Now, listen, I'm going to put a disclaimer here. Nobody knows for sure what the stock market's going to do. But we do feel, and I'll just say it, I think it's so full of hot air right now.
Absolutely.
That it's going to blow up like an explosion.
It has to, David.
And you know, I was listening to a financial show this morning, and an expert came on, and they said, you know, one of the things that's really bothering us is that the people with a lot of money are pulling out. I'm paraphrasing here. And the people that don't really know what's going on so much are buying in. You know, that's the way every top comes about. Every top that's at the top of the markets before, you know, huge corrections, or if you want to call them crashes, go ahead and call them a crash because that's what they are. Before they happen, you know. And, you know, how much damage is this going to cause the little guy? The little guy. And you say, well, what is a little guy? Well, Ken Fisher thinks a little guy, somebody with less than $500,000.
That's us.
That's us, folks. Mm-hmm.
That's who he thinks is a little guy. I mean, go check his. And, you know, and he badmouths everything that you could buy into that's not going to work for his program, like annuities. Mm-hmm. Annuities are a wonderful thing. They've been around forever and a day. Social Security is an annuity, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Pensions are an annuity.
Don't annuities go back to like the Roman Empire?
Yes, they do.
Been around a bit.
Yes. And, you know, we have wonderful annuities. There's so many lies out there about them, mm-hmm. you know, about how they don't make returns. I'm telling you, I got an annuity right now in 2018. For a lot of folks, it's up over 30%.
Wow.
Over 30% it's up, okay? And it locked in. Now, part of that was a bonus. I give it that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I can't talk about that company, okay? I'm just talking about in general. This is in general stuff I could talk about, okay? Because I had to be careful. But the point I'm trying to make is that all of this stuff is a bunch of hogwash. You know, people are going around and say, well, I got to put money in the stock market to make money. And Elizabeth Warren said, well, we've got to watch these guys that put people in annuities, you know. And then you got Bernie Sanders over there saying, well, we just need to take everything that everybody's got and pay off all the debt and transfer it to all those pension funds and let them pay for them. You know, guys, we are topping out. And I think that they're copping out. What do you think, Terry?
I couldn't agree more. I think it's been artificially propped up for quite a while. Well, you know, I did a show a while back. I did a lot of digging on this. 70% of the people, of the big wigs in stock market are trading amongst themselves. So how easy would it be for them to artificially prop it up? Pretty easy.
Exactly.
It's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
And there's going to come a time, and I'm like you, I think it's coming pretty soon, where they're going to pull the plug on this thing. Well, right. Think about this. If Trump manages, and we got all this evidence, if Trump manages to take this to the Supreme Court, and they agree with him, and he gets in power, can you imagine what the left is going to orchestrate as far as everything they control, they're going to pull the plug on? Stock market included. They're going to burn down cities. They're going to just attack people. And I guarantee you they're going to pull the plug on the stock market. They're going to do everything they can to hurt this man. So you better put your money somewhere where it's safe and get it out of what they're going to destroy, in my opinion.
Right. These are opinions. I'm glad you put that footnote there. You know, no one knows for sure.
No.
No one knows. I mean, you may put your money in the stock market and it roars for another year or two and then crashes or
I just don't see it.
I don't see it either. Especially don't see it when experts are saying they don't see it.
Exactly.
You know, and you don't hear anyone arguing with them very much right now that are supposed to know these things. No one's going to put their head on the chopping block and say, well, you know, except a few. A few will. A few will say, well, it's melting up. I've heard that one. But, you know, melting up, what in the world is that? It could be melting for sure. Look, the stock market is a wonderful thing over long, long, long periods of time. But look at this. In 1929, it collapsed. It came back 70% to 1930. Then it collapsed again and tried to wobble around a lot. It didn't really come back till 1954.
Oh, my God.
Now, let's see. That was
25 years, guys. I'm not saying there's a 25-year cycle here. I don't think there is. I have no one knows. But the damage that's being done to this economy, the fights that are going on, if the CIA and the DOD are fighting one another, which I don't know if that's true or not, but
it's true.
Then we are in one heck of a mess, guys. You know, get secure is all I can say. Now, if you're a young person, fine. You know, it's not going to bother you that much. If you're younger, you'll live through it and you'll recover. But us old folks, what's an old folk? Well, it depends. You know, how much money you have and how long you're going to live and all these things. But I'll give this math one more time. Let's say, let's just do it on basis of 100,000.
Right.
Let's say you had 100,000. This is just illustration.
That's so fun.
Okay. This is just for illustration.
I understand.
You got 100,000 in your 401k, your IRA, whatever, and it corrects 50%. Now, you're in the retirement phase, and you've been wanting to pull out. You're really, really codependent on this money really bad, so you've been pulling 10%, you know, and maybe you have been okay when you were doing it. This is just a scenario.
Oh, sure.
So now you've been pulling 10,000, and you've been kind of hanging around 100,000, maybe, maybe not. And all of a sudden, it falls to 50,000. But now you still got to pull the 10,000, and you do this for 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the market recovers. What happened to you?
Yep.
You used it up while it was down. You see, that's the problem I'm trying to get across. If you need that money while it's down, you're in trouble. If you can leave it alone for 5, 10 years, or maybe even 1 or 2 years, you're probably okay.
Right.
Probably. But it might take 25 years. I doubt it. Like it did in 1929. But guys, what I'm trying to get across here is we are in one heck of a mess. We've never seen such fraud. We've never seen such unbelievable lies.
Corruption.
Corruption. They've lied to us about why we fight the wars. You know they do.
Yep.
You know, why are you in Afghanistan? To chase the Taliban? Get real. We're over there for the minerals, guys.
We're helping the poor people.
Yeah, right. And that's about a lot of crooked stuff. And the same reason with Vietnam. They wanted to go over there because of the rubber trees. The Texans wanted it. That's why they killed Kennedy, because he was going to back the war down. Listen, guys, we live in a pool of lies. We have a wonderful country. We have freedom of speech. I think. Maybe not. Maybe I'll be chastised and pulled out of this radio station, and they shut me up. If you hear this happen, if they touch me, if they stop me from talking this stuff, which I have freedom of speech, if they do something to me and make me stop, then you know It's the end of the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's the end of the road for all of us. And, you know, people are afraid to talk right now. I got a hat on that says Trumper for life. I got a face mask that says Trump 2020. People say, I love that thing you've got on your head and your face, but I'd be afraid to wear it.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Why would you be afraid? Well, you know, somebody might kill me. I'm going, you know, do we have to live in this kind of era of time where we're afraid that someone would hurt us because we have an opinion? You know, if we don't have freedom of speech, we're done. Because everything else is crooked anyway.
That's exactly right.
I mean, everything's crooked. All the federal stuff is going crooked.
Yep.
Our government's going crooked. Look at it. I mean, have you, you know, as you said, Terry, you think this is real, the CIA and the DOD
fight? I know it is. I was told by someone in the Pentagon that it actually happened. Now, the only thing he didn't know is exactly how many were killed. First, he heard two Patriots in one of the agency. Then he heard three in one of the agencies. So three to four people.
So this was an actual physical fight.
It was a firefight.
Over,
yes.
Over this
servers.
This is unbelievable, guys. Oh, if this is true, we are living in the middle of a revolution.
Yes, we are.
We are living in the middle of something being taken away from us. Our freedom of speech will be next. They'll shut me up. They'll shut Terry up. They'll shut Greg up. We can't afford to not be able to speak. We can't afford to be able to tell the truth. We can't afford for me to say, be careful with your money. You know, they don't want me to say it.
No, they don't.
They don't want me to say it. They don't want me to tell you what I think. They want me to say, no, don't do that. You're going to scare them.
Yep.
Look, I'm scared to death anyway. So why shouldn't I tell you the truth? You know, I hope I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Maybe this thing will do something it's never done. Maybe the P.E. ratios and everything will be so sky high, and they'll just keep doubling every 3 or 4 years, and everything will go through the roof, and nobody's working. Everybody's at home playing, and they just print money, and everything is okay. Do you believe that?
Not for a second.
So there you go. So anyway, maybe I've got the message across. I'm very concerned about this nation. I'm very concerned about our retirement monies. That's what I do. I'm an asset preservationist. I'm trying my best to tell folks, you know, hey, maybe not everything, but you need to consider things that work like pensions, you know, income, guaranteed money, you know.
And what you need to do is call David.
Yep.
279-7431. Talk to him just a little bit. So just, you know, say, hey, let me come by and let's sit down and talk. You might even get a free lunch out of it.
You never know.
We keep putting pressure on him for free
That's
lunch.
Right.
But talk to David. Find out. It's an hour on the radio is not enough time to get the real meaning of this across. So sit down and talk with David and learn about your money. 279-7431. And you can call him today. And if you'd like to ask him a question or talk to Terry as well here tonight, 272-9228.
Or Rusty. You can talk to Rusty.
Oh, you don't want to talk to me. Yeah. I might tell you something. Yeah. You never know.
Guys, you know,
things have happened.
There you go. 272-9228.
There's so many things that we could talk about. Like people say, well, just pay everything you've got and put it all in your house or put it all in a jar.
Dave Ramsey, isn't it?
That's a Dave Ramsey thing. Look, guys, Dave Ramsey cannot do what we do. Dave Ramsey he was on the radio for 10 years with a guy like me. He was on the radio. He learned how to talk. He writes books, and he charges fees, he gets fees off other folks.
I bet other people write those books for him, too.
And it's okay. It's okay. He can do what he does. Personally, I don't like using the church. Personally, I think that's not for me. I don't want to use religion to get into things.
Amen.
But here's the thing.
No pun intended.
Here's the thing. To damage. Look at the people in Florida before the crash. Let's say you had $1 million house and you strained your guts to listen to Dave Ramsey and you pay it off. And all of a sudden now it's worth $500,000. Did Dave Ramsey give you good advice? What if you hadn't paid the house off and you had your money somewhere like where we put it, where it couldn't go away?
Uh-huh.
And then the bank says, hey, just give us $500,000 on a short sale and we'll let you keep it. or something like that. Then you didn't lose the half million. I'm trying to tell you that there's things you got to think about that are not being told to you about how to invest your money and how to protect it. It's not all about investing. How about if you get sued? What if someone sues you? You know, they can put a lien on your house and eventually get it. You know, there is some protection. If you lived in Florida, they probably have a hard time getting it. In Alabama, they can come after any kind of equity in your house. Man, they can come get it. But in retirement money, IRAs are protected in Alabama and federally for $1 million. Uh-huh. The only entities that can get your money, if it's in an IRA or a 401k or something like that, is the IRS, go figure, your spouse.
That's fine.
And that's it, to my knowledge. You can check with your attorney. But anyway, that's it. But if you got your money in the house, it's in danger. If you got your money in a bank and it's not in a protected account like an IRA or a 401k, it's in danger. They'll wipe you clean. They can only get up to maybe 25% of your income, unless they're the IRS. They probably could get more. But that hurts.
Yeah.
You know, you need to look at those things, too. Guys, I was reading an article. One of the things they're really afraid of right now is the massive amount of bankruptcies that are around the corner.
Yep.
Do you realize I went to talk to a business person the other day. They're in hock over $1 million. This is right here in Montgomery. I can't tell you who they are. They said they've been putting their personal money into a company, and they're just done, and they're just going to just get out. Their PPP money is gone. Paycheck Protection Program.
Oh, right. Okay.
Everything's gone, okay?
They're in trouble.
They're in trouble because, you know, COVID, it's all COVID. You know, no, you can't come in here. No, you can't do this. I'm not coming in. And they're destroyed. Okay. Nobody cares about them. The government don't care.
Nope.
And they're getting wiped out. So what? They're probably on the verge of bankruptcy. Do you realize that's a typical person that has stretched their neck out? I was just listening to a guy talk over in California. About in Los Angeles, he's really upset because they're about to close him down. And he's about to go bankrupt. He had a wonderful business. Trump says, "Don't do those people that way." Look at how many people are committing suicide. How many people are going down the tubes? Their families are going down the tubes. Depression and all these other things. Look, and then you look at Florida. Thank the Lord, they didn't do it, and they're doing good. Because they didn't shut down. So what's the answer? The answer is let the folks that are local yokel control it. Don't do it as a whole state. You know, that's the way Florida does. They said we don't shut people down. We just let them do what they want to do, you know, and we figure they got enough sense to do it. What needs to be done. You know, and it's working. It's working.
Imagine that.
Imagine free enterprise, freedom of speech, freedom of democracy. True freedoms, they work. Mm-hmm. Why do they want to take them away from us?
Because they want to control everything.
Yes, they do. And this is the one part that I kind of control because I got the button.
Yes, you do,
sir. It's time to take a break.
Break time.
And we're going to do that and come back with more of this discussion. And it's a good one. It's things you need to know because,
Christmas needs to know them, Rusty.
Nobody else is going to tell you. Well, what was that?
I don't know.
Nobody else is going to tell you. So, you know, there you go.
Nobody I know of.
So you kind of just talk amongst yourselves for just a second.
Murmur.
Well, you know, even Flynn, you know, he got a pardon.
Yep.
And now he even says, and this is really, really, I can almost agree with martial law.
Well,
that's what he's pushing for.
I've heard a lot about that, and it could be. And, you know, we better be ready. There we go. Got the right one that time. All right. Got somebody on the phone. I'll put them on hold so they can talk to us in just a minute. They probably want to talk to you to find out about how to save their own assets. And we'll be back in just moments with more of this Thursday evening with Terry Adams edition of the Health and Wealth Show. You hear that, Terry? He's stretching a mile. And he's going to have to walk back, too. Yeah. This is the Health and Wealth Show, 93.1 WACB.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Christmas comes a little early this year, thanks to the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday afternoon, December 5th, from 1 until 3, David Ernest and his merry minions will be live in front of Anytime Fitness, 8125 Decker Lane. Santa will be there. Elvis will be there.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, he's here now. So you better be there. We'll have a lot of Yuletide fun, and it's all absolutely free. Elvis, you got anything else?
Merry Christmas, man.
Get a little mink.
Don't forget, Saturday, December 5th, from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. It's an early Christmas celebration from the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. If you need more information about the event or if you need some really good financial advice, call David Ernest, 279-7431. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Old Cripple Tree, Old Cripple Tree.
Save it for the event, Elvis.
All right, man.
Ernest Financial, LLC presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke. But unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with everybody's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest. You know, you can call David at 279-7431. He's on Facebook at David Ernest at Health and Wealth. We're on TV every weekend over there on ABC 32 and the CW. Check your local listings. And we're here on the radio on News Talk 93.1 WACV, four nights a week live. Then we take Friday night off to give you a rest from us, because we can get on your nerves. We know that. But right now, folks, here he is, the money man with the money plan, a man who, in a recent popularity poll, came in second behind Santa Claus. It's David Ernest.
Well, yes. Thank you. There he is, right there. And Greg, you're going to have to hide the Chico stick, man. I'm sorry. I'll eat all of it.
Is that good? I may have to try one of them.
You never had a Chico stick?
Just don't get the Lucky Strikes. No. Candy cigarettes. They're terrible.
But I love the Chico sticks. These are good.
Yeah, they are.
But the big ones, the full-size ones,
whoa.
They're so good. They're nasty. I mean, that's just how good they are.
Yeah. There's no calories in them, though, right?
Oh, no. They take all that out at the factory. They do stick to your teeth, though.
You'd be putting your finger in your mouth.
I'm telling you, man. We've been talking about the First Amendment, the freedom of speech, and, you know, I'm afraid that...
They're trying to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get it. They're knocking people around. Mm-hmm. You know, using other organizations to hit us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to get it.
And speaking of free speech, it's really free when you call here, because we will just get you on the radio and let you talk. And we have a call right now. Good evening. Thank you for calling the Health Fund Wealth. I'm going to tell them not to cuss. Okay. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
This is Carbuncle. I'm a friend of Crowdad.
Hey, Carbuncle.
Dag Nibbit.
Carbuncle. How you doing, man?
You know, it's a day-to-day thing, but I listen to you guys, and I don't talk a lot about my personal life much because
that's true.
You know, but I do want to share this with some of the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
What David is talking about could really be. It's not just a matter of wisely managing your money. It's mm-hmm. not being a good steward of what God has blessed you with. It's also a matter of life and death at some point because you are on your own. Don't think that when you hit a certain age, just because you have health insurance like Blue Cross Blue Shield mm-hmm. and Medicare, don't think that that's going to get you out of trouble when you are in deep trouble.
Right.
You might actually have to start looking at selling the furniture and the kids.
Wow.
Yep, mm. That's right.
I mean, it can be that bad. It can get that your health can tap you dry.
Yep. Mm.
All your personal savings gone.
Wow.
Because even with the insurance, it doesn't take care of some things.
I remember my dad's mom and dad, my grandparents. They came up in a time where you went and you cut pulpwood for somebody,
yep.
and they paid you in cash, and you know, you traded and you got
barred.
Stuff. Yeah, and then you get retirement age, you got no Social Security because you never paid in.
That's right.
And I remember my dad and my uncle and my aunt, they all kind of kicked in and helped them get. They got some kind of a check from the government when they got older.
That's cool.
But they helped take care of them, and I would go cut their grass and my grandfather tried to give me some money, and I wouldn't take it. He'd get mad at me. Mm-hmm. But you know you gotta look out for folks.
Absolutely.
Because you know it may come to a point where people have to look out for you.
I have people that have come to me. And I don't like saying this, but they didn't listen, and they or should I say their family lost practically everything they had.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they didn't protect themselves for stuff like long term care. They didn't protect themselves for lawsuits. These kind of things can happen to you.
Mm-hmm. You better believe it.
And they will wipe you out. Yes. Can wipe
you out. I did. I had somebody when I was working, you know, mention to me. They said, do you have long-term care? And I said, what's that?
Yeah.
And had she not, you know, that really makes a huge difference every month. It's mm-hmm. about $780.
Wow.
How much?
$780.
Wow.
Yeah, $780 is what I get from the long-term care part. And then there's disability. And that. But even with everything combined that I get from my disability and my long-term care still, here's what's happened, guys. I was getting home health care required. You know, I have to.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is when somebody comes in and helps you out around the house.
No, more than that. Well, uh-huh. Nursing, professional nursing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the other thing that you're talking about is respite, and that's a different thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
The home health care, LPN-trained nursing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the rule with Medicare at the very top. They tell the insurance company, you follow these rules. And insurance says, okie dokie, we'll follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
The home health care says, yeah, we'll follow the rules. The rule is this. If you have a chronic non-healing condition and you are getting professional nursing at home, it will stop and you can appeal it and nothing will happen. I have appealed and was told, soul sorry. Their rule is if you have a chronic condition, home health care, it stops, man.
That's crazy.
You're on your own. Now, if you try to go out into the world and find an LPN or an RN and hire them, you're going to need somebody that's bonded and insured. Individual cannot afford that. They get on with an agency.
Right.
So you are out of luck as far as having private duty nursing unless you're Michael Jackson.
Right. Right.
It didn't work out well.
That didn't turn out well for Michael, did it?
And you know, you're bringing this up. I'll add to this a little bit. There's more than two or three different ways, or probably four or five actually, to plan for long-term care. One of them naturally is to have a long-term care policy. But as you get older, Those get very, very expensive if they're an all-inclusive policy.
Okay.
The other one is to, when you buy a long-term care policy, is to partner with the state of Alabama in what they call a partnership plan. It's a shared plan. You got to buy it under the rules of the state of Alabama. You got to buy at least 3 years of care, and you got to have an inflation fighter if you're a certain age, or don't have to have so much when you have a certain age. But essentially, let's just say you used up your 3 years, and you're still needing long-term care. The state of Alabama Medicaid system would pay for the additional 3 years potentially, and not come after your assets. Okay, they really want people to buy these things. Okay, the other thing is there's certain annuities that will enhance tremendously, like maybe 3-1, 2-1, you know, some of them 3-1. You put it in, and if you had long-term care problems, if you had $100,000 in there, now you got $300,000 of benefit for long-term care. You know, and then of course you can go to an attorney and have trust work, irrevocable trust, all these things to get you where they call that Medicaid planning, which is kind of almost a no-no now. You know, I'm not a Medicaid planner. Don't plan to be one. Don't want to be one. Don't want to say I am one, because they don't like for you to say that anymore. And I'm not one. But the point is, you need to know these rules. And then, and of course, there's other things like transferring from one spouse to the next. These Medicaid laws in each state. Some states are spend down. Some of them are transfer of money from one to the other. They all are different, but they're similar. You know, Alabama, from the last time I checked, only would let you keep $2,000 minus a penny, so $1,999.99, in the bank.
Man.
If you wanted to qualify for Medicaid.
Yeah.
You see, and then, of course, they take all your income.
Yeah.
Practically all your income. If you, two or three years ago when I checked this, you could check it again. If you had
tangible assets, too.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, so you could keep $30 a month if you just was on Medicaid. If you had Medicaid and aid and attendance from the military, you could keep up to $90 a month. That's not a lot of money.
No.
A sack of groceries, yeah.
Okay. So these are the kind of things that people can get into. You could have $200,000 or $400,000 or $500,000. I know a lady that was in a nursing home for 20 years. Mm. 20 years. You know that the average nursing home costs $7,000 to $10,000 a month in the state of Alabama?
Or
really?
So $80,000 to $100,000, maybe $120,000 if you're not lucky. Dementia care is on up there around $10,000 to $11,000 a month.
Mine was running, or when I was getting it, because it's quit, you know, it was $2,000 a month.
My God.
In a home, and what I'm up against right now is I need home health care. I got to have an agency to do it, but all the agencies will tell you, well, we have to go by, you know, you need to have, you, do you have Blue Cross Advantage? Yeah. Well, we can't hire, you cannot hire us on a cash basis.
Well, Blue Advantage plan is a Medicare plan.
That's right.
It won't pay more than 100 days. Let me ask you this. This is a little personal. Are you able to, you know what ADLs are?
Alabama driver's license.
No. Activity of daily living.
That's an excellent guess.
Activity of daily living. If you can do all the ADLs, in other words, you can feed yourself, transfer from a bed to a chair, you're not in a nursing home, it's yourself, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You can get a plan.
Okay, if you're not, okay.
In other words, you can't already be in a nursing home or assisted living. You got to be able to do all these things, and you automatically be accepted. And so all the way through age 85, you know. And you can get up to $300 a day benefit. And it'll cost one person. It would probably cost one person that was in their 60s around $60 to $80 a month.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so we have all these things, and that's what you call a limited plan. And there's several of them. But, you know, then you can get the unlimited, or should I say, that's probably not the word to use, but in other words, it has more benefits in it. You see what I'm saying?
Bonus package.
Yeah. You know, where if you go to a nursing home, it pays, or if you go to assisted living, it pays under if these ADLs or whatever are pulled. You see, so everything works off of ADLs, activity daily living. Usually, it's two had to be pulled. Let's say there's one where it's one has to be pulled, and that is cognitive. If you cognitively are not there, and the rest of your body's there, it turns it on.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. So, yeah, these are things that we have to know, because I have to run into this stuff a lot. But the point is, I say, get prepared. I see people lose money in the stock market. I see people lose money when they're trying to transfer it to their children. I see all these things happening. And you know what? You know why they suffer? Poor planning.
David,
Poor planning.
You had mentioned somebody trying to go after your house, you know?
Yes.
A lien.
Yes.
I had an attorney locally here confused me with somebody else.
Uh-oh.
The name was almost the same. And I was closing a deal on another piece of real estate. I found out there's a lien on my place.
Wow.
And they tell me downtown, they said, well, the attorney will have to remove it.
Yeah.
First of all, who was the moron that allowed the lien to be put on a piece of property without proper verification of who the owner is?
Yeah, really.
Right.
Long story short, things can come up like that that can really kibosh you at the very last minute.
That's right.
You can find out that your bank account has been frozen.
Right.
Thank you, IRS.
Good old IRS. They can come in there and they can take you for anything, anytime.
We don't live in a free enterprise, guys.
Nope.
It's not. This is socialistic here.
You better learn how to do some bartering, because if we're going the route that I think we're going, a gallon of gasoline is going to be worth $6 on the open market.
No doubt. No doubt whatsoever. We're about to go through some different times. Once.
So, folks, do listen to David. Save up for tomorrow. Don't wait till tomorrow to start saving. Start doing it today. Do it now. Take dominion over your life. Take responsibility. Use the assets that you were given wisely, carefully.
That's right.
Very, very,
thank you.
Very
well said.
Good words, sir.
I couldn't have said it better.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always trust David because he's got an honest face.
Well, I will say this. I have a perfect face for radio.
What was it? He said, "I got a face only a mother could love. A mother rat."
Yeah, and you got a Sasquatch that comes on your radio.
Yeah,
show.
He comes through here every now and then. He might be coming back after next week before Christmas and everything.
Yeah.
Or some of them.
We have continuation plans.
There's so many strange things.
That guy coming down your chimney, watch out for that.
Oh, yeah. You got to make sure he's like the right guy. You know, he's not like, Earl Claws or something like that.
Well, I tell y'all, blessings be upon you and shalom.
And shalom. And aloha, sir. Thank you so much.
Oh, and the famous words of a famous bird, Red Fox, would put it like this. Bones and notches.
Buenas notches. That's right. All right, man. Take care.
See you later.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. 272-9228. If you'd like to give us a call, 279-7431 gets you in touch with David Ernest. Leave him a message. He will call you back. I happen to know that every evening when we get done here, he checks to see if there's somebody has called. So he checks it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And he even checks it when he's not here. You know, he's always on
sometimes
the job.
I check it in my sleep.
Sometimes he checks it while he's checking it. He takes two phones and he calls.
Wow.
He's all over it. Terry?
Huh.
Now, we're getting close to the end of the program.
Yeah, we are.
We were talking just a few minutes ago about the big show on Saturday night. Now,
yes.
So, you had stepped back for a day or two. You went out of town.
Yeah.
But I've heard you back on for a couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
And so you're back on.
I'm back
and,
on.
And you're Saturday night from 6
Saturday
until
night.
10.
6 to 10.
With the Clearing the Air.
Clearing the Air, that's right.
All right. So they can call you at 272-9228, just like
as long as they don't cuss.
That's that you don't want them to cuss.
No.
You know,
I don't ask them.
See, now I remember back. It was a time when you didn't have this delay, and people were cussing. It just was out there. Nothing you could do, and it wasn't ever really. But
I had to sign a contract that if someone cussed and the FCC fines, they can fine up to $20,000.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but usually, if it's somebody that was on the radio,
yeah,
you can get rid of them with the red button.
I know,
but, and if you cuss. That's you. You know, you have to hit the red button. But
no, you got to hit the red button.
Well, somebody's got to hit the red button. But the thing is, used to, like I said, there was no delay and everything. But I think now what they do, they'll give you a cease and desist or this, yeah, like a little spanking. Hey, if you do that again.
Right.
And that's or a $50,000 or $20,000 or $50,000, yeah, fine.
And yeah. I guess the curse words have, mm-hmm, changed to what,
yeah,
you know, like in the 50s, mm-hmm, you probably couldn't say anything.
I remember years ago, I was on over at Y-102. I was on with Larry, and this would have been back in the 80s.
That would be Larry Stevens.
Larry Stevens, back on in the 80s. And we were talking about something, and we all got in the heated moment there, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, and trying to fix that is just like pissing in the wind.
Uh-oh.
And everybody lost their mind. I think that was the day Mr. Robinson's hair turned white. He had this pretty white hair. But and nobody ever, I never got in any trouble. Nope, the FCC didn't get
us. Well, it's not one of those seven deadly ones.
Well, evidently, it hadn't been said on the radio in Montgomery ever before. And
kind of like booger.
Yeah, they used to say you couldn't say that. And but Mr. Robinson got after about saying somebody, well, he kicked his butt. But now, I mean,
it's just a word.
Especially in the bigger cities, you know, like, well, remember when Howard Stern was on regular radio?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, he got called
he
all
got
the time.
Censored.
Oh, yeah. But he's on satellite
but
now.
But look where he is now.
He can
say anything he wants to now. But, you know, Howard to me was never that. Yeah, he had some funny stuff that he did.
Yeah.
But it just. He didn't,
it was just different.
Yeah,
I didn't get different. It. I just didn't. Get
I guess
it
was.
It wasn't anything that I liked to watch.
Nah,
we got a phone call.
What?
Yes, we do.
Say it ain't so.
It is so. I'm okay. Sorry.
Fine,
you're on the
man.
Air with
so.
David Ernest and Terry Adams, the truther himself. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Oh, that ain't no fun. Hey, Mr. David, this is Rick from Margaritaville, sir.
Hey,
I was checking
Ray.
In to you guys. And
Rick from Margaritaville. How you doing?
Man, we're good. Just wanted to say hey for you got off the air.
Well, thank you. You know, we were bragging on you, I think it was last night.
No, really?
Yeah, so you weren't listening, huh?
Not last night, sir. No, I was on missions for the wife.
Damn.
And I had to pick up stuff for Junior League and different Christmas,
mm-hmm,
programs
good
they were
man,
doing.
Good
and
man, good
they
man.
Had me.
And she just had a birthday the other day.
She did.
Didn't she? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she did.
You married a much younger woman.
A much younger person, yes, sir. So she may be listening, too. I better be good.
Now, so what's going on? What's going on with y'all, man? Y'all fully located in Slap Out now, right?
We are there. We are full-time.
Slap Out-ians.
Came for the Halloween gathering. We're trying to get that building second phase two started here next week sometime and
uh-huh.
Tried to make the living quarters in it. He saw the garage part of it.
Oh, yeah, it was impressive.
I was just a little bit
worried when Bonnie and Clyde came up there with a machine gun, but other than that, it looked pretty good.
Yeah, they frowned.
Yes, sir. Cool. Thank you.
As long as Kevin Costner wasn't standing out in the road.
No, really,
you
seriously,
okay.
you might want to enlighten that. People had props and everything, but this guy drives up in a 1930-something vehicle with a machine gun dressed up like a gangster.
Oh, he's hardcore. Wow.
So, there was a lot of them.
Yeah.
He wasn't the only one. There was a lot of good sights up there, I just have to say.
Hey, wow.
Yeah, that was good, and we do appreciate you so very much coming.
Well, oh, I enjoyed it. I wouldn't
yes,
miss
sir.
It for the world.
Well, Rick, we got something Saturday from 1 until 3 out at Anytime Fitness. If you're out and about, you and the lovely wife, come by and say hello.
Anytime Fitness. We may check in on that.
Okay,
then.
Santa Claus is going to be there. Elvis is going to be there.
Sure.
It's drive-by.
Yeah.
Drive by. There you go.
We're doing social distancing and stuff. Yeah, Santa Claus is going to be a hologram. You know.
Yeah, got you. Been there, fought that.
Oh,
David.
Yes, sir.
Hey, David. Talked to a young lady today. You have a meeting next week. Take care of her. Very sweet person. I've been too much trying to get some medical things taken care of, and she accomplished in one day what I couldn't do in 2 months.
Gotta love it.
She's meeting you with you next week. Very sweet lady. Take care of her when you have your sit-down and meeting with her. Just She recognized my name from you guys from the show, and I said, you guys handle all my affairs, and you're sweethearts, and you're great. So take care of her when you get there. She's helping me. She's a great blessing, trying to get my stuff moving, what I need from her part of her work business, and wanted to pass that on to you. That happened today, and I said, yeah, I'll tell David, you know, great. And I said, you know, I trust you guys, and you're in good hands, so I wanted to give you that info. That's going to take place.
Thank you so much, Rick. Yes,
we will. Man, absolutely.
Absolutely, and we'll also take care of
him. Sure. Is Terry still running his shop, too?
Yes. Yeah. Adams Motorsports is still up and going.
Good. Cool. David tell you who I am or whatnot. I'm older, but not smarter, and I got a race car I ride in, and I need a little tiny, small four-wheeler, so they'll tell you who I am, and I'll call you, and I'd like to get with you and see if you got anything like that or put me in a direction anyway.
I can do it.
I'm too old to walk around the pits, and I need something to push the little car around in a small four-wheel.
So I
still have hot rods and race cars, but not smarter. I'm older, but I don't want to give up yet.
Well, I know one thing you have. There were two things you have. One, you have a beautiful wife.
Oh, yeah.
We love her.
Have we mentioned that yet?
Yeah, have we mentioned that? And number two, you got the biggest party house in Slap Out.
Yes, you do. You know, actually, this you didn't call the Health and Wealth Show. You called the Frida Admiration Society over here. Because she's a very sweet lady, too. She's really nice.
It sounds like it. Uh-huh. We love all you guys. We love everybody getting together and helping when we can and having folks over and, you know, once we get this gone, this COVID stuff gets gone, we'll have a bigger, better something here, indoor and outdoor combination. You see now we've made it where we're protected by weather, so whatever we do, we can't get rained out. So
there you go. I love it.
Sounds good. Well, cool. we hope to see you Saturday, man.
We'll try our best and holler at you guys. And I know you're getting at the end of the show and stuff, but wanted to say, hey, before I miss you, and y'all guys be good, all right?
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Rick.
Cool.
Take
all right,
care.
God bless y'all. I'll see you.
Did we mention his wife at all? Because she's a real sweet person.
She sure is.
It is about that
I
time.
I hate to say she looks better than Rick, but that's okay.
Well, she's a much younger woman. I mean, you know, when they're dating, he was helping her with her spelling work. And, not that young. Not that young. Yeah. Hey. Terry, you'll be here 6 o'clock on Saturday night.
6 till 10.
With Clearing the Air.
Yes.
You and I will be back tomorrow night with a classic show, and then we'll be back live Monday night.
Monday night live.
And guess who's coming to visit?
Frida.
Jesse Lynn.
No, Jesse Lynn.
Jesse Lynn is coming. I don't know. Maybe she'll stop by and pick Frida up on the way. Who knows? But I got a special song for us going out tonight.
Never met Jesse Lynn.
We gotta fix that now because you'll love her to death. But
she's a musician.
Yes, she
is.
That's
what I heard.
And this one's just for you, David. One of your favorite people singing a Christmas song.
Oh,
yeah. We'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.
Oh yeah,
it's the king himself. See you next time.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready, the candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Please make these reindeer hurry, when the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas until my baby's here. Don't fill my sock with candy, an old bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and feel